The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Good morning, Reno! Carson City, Carson Valley, Tahoe, Yarrington! It's your show. I'm John Potter. It's all live and local, now to noon. And in Carson City, it's Craig running the show for me. How you doing, my friend, on this beautiful, beautiful day? How was your week?
It's another beautiful day out there, isn't it? My week was actually very, very calm and relaxing. I was here, but had no major problems, which is always a nice thing.
So I've been meaning to ask you, because you could not wait till the place opened.
Is
Reno's new swim complex on Moana? I tell you, it looks gorgeous from the outside. I have not been inside. You're a fanatic swimmer. Tell us what you thought.
The Moana Swim and Fitness Facility Center is absolutely gorgeous.
He's in love.
I spent, 5 hours there last weekend, and it is a blast, and it is so...
And it's wide open for anybody, right?
Correct. There is there's a lot of open swim times, and there's, 8 50-meter lap lanes, and basically there's four different pools.
Goodness.
There's the lap lanes... And they can be either set in configuration of 8 50-meter, or I think it's 25-25-meter or 24-25-meter.
Well, let me ask you this. Is it like my ex-athletic club where you want to swim, but they reserve it for this swim class and this seniors dancing in the water class?
They do that in the other pools. There's, like I said,
beautiful.
There's the general... community pool area, which has all the water features like you'd have. There's a slide. What they call zero entry into the pool, so you don't go down steps or don't have to jump off the side. You just basically walk into the pool like you're walking on a beach into the water. There's a lazy river that you can go.
Is there a men's shower room that leads, that has a doorway that leads directly to the big pool, the big complex, from the shower room? I ask this because, true story, I walked out of the shower room not even thinking. You take your shower before you swim, and when I take a shower, I don't wear a bathing suit. And I just walked right out there in the complex in my beautiful birthday suit. And it took 15 seconds.
Yes,
15 seconds. I was thinking, why is that old man staring at me? I'm getting off track here. What's the cost to go to the swim complex?
It varies based on your age. I did a pass. I have a City of Reno rec pass. So I purchased $25 worth, and after the first one, they said I had 8 left. So for seniors, I think City of Reno considers a senior anybody over 55 for these events.
It should be 65.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, and that's what's weird about Washoe County, Reno, and Sparks, is they're each a different age.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've noticed that.
Well, they keep backing up what a senior is.
Yeah.
Okay, 55, really?
Complex is 55, so.
Yeah, people are living longer. Anyway, going back to how our week was, I had a great week, except I don't know, is it just me? I have had it up to here. I'm about to blow my top over these campaign ads. They're really messing with me here. They piss me off. Is it just me? But when the TV stations run a Trump for President ad, too often they follow it right after with a Kamala Harris for President ad, as if she gets the last word. Am I being paranoid on this? I've seen it time and time again.
Are you seeing TV commercials for Trump in the area?
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
you, is that on while you're streaming, you're seeing them during your
No, on local TV stations. I see the one that they're running, the one where Kamala keeps talking about how Bidenomics is working. They're talking, they show the one with the angry veterans who are homeless, watching the illegal aliens get hotel accommodations and things like that. So, no, they run, but they seem to be followed with an answer.
Yeah, so it sounds like, because as far as I know we haven't received any, but I field calls and texts and emails every week right now, because the Kamala Harris campaign has purchased radio here on 99.1 FM Talk. Right.
I've heard it, yeah.
But Trump has not purchased anything.
Well,
there's no counter programming from him.
Where's the BS callers? Where's the fact checkers that local TV used to do?
Yeah.
No, nobody's doing that. Yeah, there's all this BS in these.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Kamala Harris has an ad talking about he's gonna ban Obamacare. He's gonna end up. He hasn't said one thing about it. He didn't do it when he was president before. It's all made up. But there are no fact checkers in local TV, and it drives me crazy.
Well, and that's where it comes into the fact that we really cannot censor what an ad says.
True, but in your local news, you can play the ad. And tell the folks, you fact check it, and you tell them what's right and what's wrong. That's extinct now.
Didn't you get fired for that on Channel 2?
I'll tell you one thing I've learned from the campaign ads is, this is one thing I know for sure. Greg Kidd has a lot of money. And we have Greg Kidd on the show this morning.
Because
people want to know what this guy is about. So we have the guy who is running against Mark Amadei with us coming up this morning. Let me see here. 10:30. 10:30, Greg Kidd. We really don't know him. I don't know him. He's a newcomer to politics. He's been a Nevada resident for only 3 years in Tahoe. And I tell you, I lived in Vegas for 10 years. I can't tell you how many California millionaires put on a cowboy hat, moved to Nevada, established residency, and did these ads like they're they're native Nevadans running a ranch. It's all kind of a put on. And they always lose, but we're going to check this guy out. So we invited him to join us. Is there a question you folks would like me to ask him? Call or text now, 775-884-9910. And I will do that. Big news, though, our Washoe County Registrar of Voters took a leave of absence this week, citing stress. 6 weeks before the presidential election. It's 3 weeks until early voting. And the registrar is vacating your chair for a while. The Washoe County spokesperson, Bethany, said there have been no documented threats against the registrar, Ms. Burgess, and the elections office, but she acknowledged the workplace was a stressful environment. So this sounds a bit like, and I don't know, Ms. Burgess, it sounds a bit like, well, I have to be fair. I mean, you look at the situation, you think, it's over somebody's head. But I'll tell you what, it's not her fault. It's the mail-in voting system, its complexities, and its enormous labor that is needed to run this mail-in voting thing. It's unbelievable. I mean, the spokesperson acknowledged the workplace was a stressful environment, I bet. And mail-in voting is chased away, I believe, my opinion, is chased away another registrar. This is after her predecessor resigned in January, and we're now staring at possibly bringing in a fourth registrar in 3 years. I think she's a victim of the chaos brought by mail-in voting. Every single election since 2020 has been accompanied with accusations of fraud and cheating that all stem from the uncertainty around the mail in ballots. Oh, yes. Well, John, there's only been a 0.007% record of fraud. Yeah, so far. But these scammers, these crooks, they'll just get smarter. And they'll outsmart a government agency, I believe, like they've done before. This has now cost us, folks, two registrars in Washoe County and a lot of extra work for our local government offices. I have no issues with absentee ballots like we used to have, but now we send them out to everybody, and it costs money. It's time. It's confusion. It's a lack of trust in the system. Us having such a high turnover in the registrar's office is a problem. The money spent on ballots that are not delivered or are not returned is a problem. The lawsuits are a problem. Mail-in voting dramatically slows down the counting process. We don't find out who won on election night as often. And it's an unfunded mandate, too, from the state government. They just pushed it on the counties in our state, which were not given the resources to make it happen. Washoe County alone requested $4 million between 2021 and 2023 to keep up with the costs involved with this incredibly burdensome system. And now we have the signature verification postcards that were sent in the mail asking for sensitive information, including your signature, date of birth. You pick one, last four digits of your driver's license or the last four digits of your Social Security number. You write these things on the postcard, you know. No envelope. It's like on an open, visible postcard, your signature, tied in with your address and some numbers like date of birth, sent back to the registrar's office on an open, visible postcard. So anybody along the chain of delivery can see this. To change your official signature, all someone needs is your date of birth, which is very easy to find given your name, which is also on the card. And anybody along the way can see that information, possibly use it for fraud. You got to think like a crook, you know? More importantly, anybody who sees the card has all the information required to vote on your behalf. I can prevent my super liberal wife from being able to vote just by changing her signature. Heck, I could even vote as her once I swap her signature if I was evil. I was told that the registrar's office, will compare your new signature to one or more signatures previously on file, and if it differs significantly, they will investigate. No, they won't. They don't have the manpower to go through hundreds of thousands of signatures. But back to mail-in voting, which was wrong with the voting system pre-2020, those who choose to vote absentee still could. I know many people who request absentee, and you know what? There's no problem. And with that, in all the early voting locations, I don't see why we should be sending a mail-in ballot to everybody. I've never talked to anybody who was not able to vote in one of those options. Absentee voting does require the extra step of requesting a ballot. I think it's just a check mark online. That's all you have to do. But many people simply don't bother. And you know what? To be honest, if they don't care enough, maybe they shouldn't vote. If they don't, it's a duty. But without mail-in voting for everyone, any barriers to voting easily overcome. My hard side says ban vote by mail, except for the deployed military and those with a doctor's note. Literally, only those opposed to this support voter fraud. And make Election Day a holiday, maybe, so that everybody can go and vote in person or, again, absentee ballot. And require voter ID. Everything else we do requires an ID. Oh, I'm so serious. I'm sorry. I promise I'm going to be funny later. Later. But we just got talking about those political commercials, and our time. Okay, I'm late. 9:20 is our time. Enough of that. I'm John Potter. Phone number 884-9910 on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 9:20.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 99.1 FM Talk.com.
Okay. 884-9910 is our number. I'm Sean Potter, live and local. I have a question, and by the way, that is probably the main reason I do this show, because I'm a curious man. That's, you know, I was asked once, how did you choose news, journalism? How did you choose TV news for a career? How did you get into reporting news? And I have a one-word answer. Curiosity. That's it. And I have learned not to trust government spokespeople. I don't trust social media. And I don't trust corporations for truthful answers, because I've been burned and lied to many times by these folks. So when I need to know something, when I need to get an answer, I look to people with personal with direct information, basically on any given topic that you've had experience with. I look for information from you. So that's one reason I do this show, and I find out things. Well, actually, truth is the main reason I ask for answers on the air, because I'm too lazy to use Google, okay? But here goes. Just a quick question. Something I see all the time. I have no idea if this is okay or legit, whatever. But the Washoe County School District morning bell schedule says they have a weekday 8 in the morning start. You can't find the class schedules online for some reason. But the morning bell, I assume they mean that's when kids should be inside, is 8 o'clock in the morning. And I got how come on, say, East Plum, because I'm going by there a lot, why is it I constantly see students strolling in at 9 or 10 o'clock at Wooster High? Are things that loose, or are there different schedules? Or if there are, it's not like it's been. And why is it impossible to find their class schedule online? All you see is bell schedule, and that's kind of vague. So, like, when the morning bell rings, but it's not when you have to be there, apparently. I don't know. I'm just curious, as usual. And they're always with a phone. We had long school days. We were always in the classroom, and they're a lot more freer now, free as a bird. And I kind of take that as a negative. I'm not, you know, casting dispersions or anything, but that's something I notice. All right, let's look at the news. Oh my gosh, we are back with over $3 diesel. Yeah, went up, and that's at the cheap spots. Over $3 for diesel. The gas is up. Media's been telling us for what, a year now, that inflation is cooling. For a year. And hey, I keep hearing crime is way down. Over the course of the last month, the FBI has come out and said, hey, crime is way down. And then I see our sheriff down south said, hey, violent crime is way down in Las Vegas. Kind of coincidental, don't you think? They're all saying the same thing, you know? Not that crime is down. Crime is way down. And either crime is way down. Oh, hold it. Oh, my gosh, it's 5.5 weeks till the election. And one of the largest issues in people's minds is public safety. And now they're coming out and telling us crime is fine. You folks are just misperceiving it. Everything is fine. Come to think of it, calming you down about crime helps get people reelected. Speaking of politics, having learned that Iran wants to kill presidential candidate Donald Trump, I'm asking, what has the United States, the Biden-Harris administration, done to deter Iran from doing so? What pressure or threat have we brought to bear to dissuade them? I'm sure Biden has given them a stern talking to. He said, don't. Are they scared yet? Is it time to send a few more billion in cash to them? Maybe, hey, it's worked in the past, you know? Or maybe the real question is, what do Biden, Harris, and the Iranians have in common. They both want Trump gone. Meanwhile, the Harris campaign is wagering successfully that the electorate has moved beyond issues, that group identification is the driving force in American politics, whether that group is defined by race, gender, age, orientation, or party. It is now apparently more important than policy or patriotism. And we used to joke about the cult of personality taking over the world, and here it is. Today, elections are no longer a contest of ideas, but it's pretty much a racial headcount, which began with Obama. We have substituted ideas and competency with diversity, equity, and inclusion to an enormous, I feel, detriment to our country. It's sad to see, and will only get worse as more people who have no interest in being Americans cross our borders. And I do find it hard to believe that people are that dumb, but I may be wrong. I don't know. I don't usually talk about politics this much. It's those darn campaign ads. All right. Listen, okay, done with that. I promise I'm going to be funny coming up. And local. Very, very local. That's me. So 884-9910, our number. Derek Lee's up next. We'll be talking health for you right here on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. I'm John Potter, breaking for Fox News now. Be right back. FM Talk News Time, 930.
The time to talk is now, live and local.
Yeah, this is Chad Hoogeygrass. I listen to you sometimes periodically when you're on the radio. And I really like what you have to say. I mean, the way you formulate your thoughts in a sentence that goes with that thought, it correlates with reality.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
And Sean Potter live and local Saturday 9 to noon. Derek Lee, Brain Health Formulas in the studio. Can I say these, because we were talking about age this week, these cannot be the same knees that I jumped off the swing in midair and landed with, can I? They don't seem to have any relation at all. I say the same thing every morning, getting up, like what the hell happened and when. I know, time for bingo. But, yeah, hold my insurer. What do you have for joint pain, Mr. Derek? Derek Lee of BrainHealthFormulas.com. Hi, Derek.
Hi, John. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for having me, John. Joint pain. Joints are tricky because we have infinite amount of possibilities of what causes joint pain, not only joint pain, but what disables us to absorb nutrients so we can rebuild the joint, is the way I kind of look at it. And so as we age, because we don't typically have joint pain when we're younger, it's only as we age. So if I look at that as a significant cause of how we end up with joint pain, then this has to do with the intestinal tract and malabsorption of nutrients, because we seem to lose the ability as we age to repair a joint or any body part. So there's only one thing that actually can be compromised, and this has to be the absorption or generation of nutrients in order to repair the joint. So if we are a runner or we are a walker.
I was a long time runner. That's partly it, I guess.
Then the knees get compromised from the pounding from the asphalt or the pavement or even the grass. And so over long periods of time, that joints will wear and tear. And then even if we eat healthy our entire lives, that's still just being human. We end up developing a malabsorption of nutrients as we age. It's kind of like the default or what happens with humanity, because nobody has ever lived to the age of 150 or 200 years old, at least on record anyways. And so humans are designed to build, grow, and fail. We die.
Wonderful.
So it's inevitable that body parts are going to wear out as we age. So there's one part in our body that's designed to absorb nutrients and to repair the body, which is in the intestinal tract. And so as we age, we lose it. So this is what most disease is actually based in. It's not based on a disease. It's not something we catch. It has to do with malabsorption of nutrients. And so we do not absorb nutrients. That means certain aspects of our body or brain becomes deficient, which then can precipitate what science, what doctors, what pharmaceuticals want to view as a disease when it actually is malabsorption of nutrients.
And that's why you target that with capsules. And that's where you and your products come in.
That's it. Brain and the gut.
All right. We'll get to those. First, we got this was an email. This is a Facebook message somebody sent me after hearing us. John, most people who take Ozempic will have to take it for the rest of their lives, you know. Once people get off it, they gain all the weight back because their brain does not naturally produce full hormones anymore. Most of those people will take Ozempic until their insurance stops paying for it. Yes?
Yep. $1,000 a month. Nobody can really, most people cannot afford that.
And right now, we have 7% of American adults who are on a what they call a GLP-1 drug like Ozempic right now. 7%!
That's a lot.
Apparently, if they can't take it forever for the rest of their lives, a lot of wasted money there. So at this point, I want you to talk about your Fat Buster product, which takes natural ingredients to do its best to emulate what this GLP-1, whatever. I know it works. I know it works for both me and my wife. It works. So for folks who don't know about that, tell us a bit about Fat Buster.
Fat Buster has the enzymes that our body stops making as we age. And when we do not have the enzymes in order to break down fats, then we stop breaking down fats, and that which compromises our brain, which compromises our ego, which compromises our body weight, which compromises, you know, those things really important to us as we age, which is body weight, brain function, and appearance. Those are mostly a joke, by the way.
Okay, let's get to what you're promoting today. I see your email to the radio station. Let me see. We are doing a promotion of something new I developed. It is pretty incredible. It is more of a let me get my old man grandpa glasses on here, email here. It's more of a functional food. It has reduced anxiety attacks in less than 10 minutes, reduced tremors, improves peace of mind, improves energy, thought process. It's pretty incredible stuff. Plus, doing a promotion for any order over $100. They will receive 50 grams for free, a value of $25. Now, this new product, you came in here all smiles and full of energy, and I've never seen you so excited.
I'm so very excited.
Tell me
this.
About the new product.
So it kind of does not make sense how well it works. So there has to be some synergistic components that we've blended to activate, I guess, the potential of it. So some of my partner, she's been experiencing extreme anxiety where she cannot sleep. She wakes up in the middle of the night in absolute terror because of anxiety. And so after weeks of this, I started looking at, you know, because anxiety is mostly diagnosed or seen as emotional distress. So I started looking at from the place of, what if it's not emotional distress? What if this actually has to do with a lack of brain function, which is actually causing the distress? And so I'm like, if that's what it actually is, if that's what maybe her anxiety, but maybe all anxiety might be based on a lack of neurotransmitters in the brain. So I'm like, let's see if we can put something together to affect the neurotransmitters. And as soon as I got here to try it, so it's kind of sweet. It's kind of, it goes through.
She's your guinea pig, huh?
I have lots of guinea pigs, and she was one of them. because I didn't know how it was going to work. I didn't know if it was going to work. And so when she finally tried it, she's like, I don't like the taste. I'm like, it doesn't matter if you like the taste or not. Is it working? And within 10 minutes, her anxiety just completely disappeared. And I'm like, I can't believe this.
That's phenomenal.
And so other people who've been trying it, some of them have hand tremors to where they can't hold their phone without their hands shaking. Mm-hmm. And within, I would say, this probably takes more of a couple days for the hand tremors to stop, but their hand tremors stopped after taking this for a couple of days, and it's all, there's no amino acids in it, by the way. It is sunflower lecithin. We use the sea buckthorn oil, which is from a fruit, and we use MSM, which is organic sulfur. That's put in capsules. We use xylitol as a sweetener. We use vegetable glycerin as a sweetener slash stabilizer, and we use Shilajit. Shilajit is can enable us to absorb nutrients, minerals, and vitamins to be, so our body absorbs this very efficiently. And so I woke up at 3 o'clock this morning because I was wide awake. I tried to go back to sleep for about an hour and I couldn't, so I just got up and I started researching. What can all these components actually do? How is this working? Because it doesn't make sense to me how this can be working like this. Well, when I started researching some of the components, it actually can rebuild mitochondria. Sunflower lecithin actually has something called choline, which is actually a neurotransmitter. And so all these things working together, it's like, this is actually might be more like a miracle, because it can actually reduce Alzheimer's dementia. It improves memory. It actually enables me to have my body to have a ton of energy to where I don't stop. I mean, I just keep going and I don't get tired. I don't have pain. It doesn't make sense to me from a physical level. Like, this doesn't make sense, and it keeps going. And so I'm sure people can tell how I'm talking. They have a lot more animated than usual.
So so energetic. You open your eyes at 3 a.m. and you go to work. Okay. Yeah, I can picture it. I tell you, this is amazing. 884-9910, feel free to call in right now. We're going to take a break, but I tell you, ask any health question right now, folks, to Derek, because I sprung a joint pain on him when he first came in. He didn't know I was going to talk about joint pain, my personal joint pain gripes, and I love you. You gave such a thorough explanation of it all. And what can help with joint pain? It's really amazing. The intestinal tract is the headquarters of every ingredient that you have going to the brain or whatever else your body needs. Really interesting stuff. So you can answer any question. Can you fix my printer?
Buy a new one.
I bet you could. I bet you could.
1-800, buy a new one.
I've decided to break down, folks. Advice, when you get a printer, don't get a subscription thing. That's what I had, a subscription thing. This thing, first I thought was great because it could detect when you're running out of ink and send you the new ink cartridge without you going to the store. I thought that was great, but it doesn't work. I'm just going to buy a whole new one. No subscriptions. No subscriptions. They don't work. Okay. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. You got some calls coming in, Derek, and we'll take those calls next. 884-9910. I'm John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 947.
On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
John Potter, live and local Saturday, 9 to noon. Let's go to the phones. Derek Lee with us for one more segment talking health this morning and his products. It's Kurt calling from Reno. Hey, Kurt, I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Good morning, John and Derek. My question is issues that my wife are having. One is spasms. Her knees come together, and it's very difficult to separate them. So we have gone to a small playground ball to prevent the knees from rubbing on one another. It's that much of a force. Is there any of your products that might help with that?
To answer your question, that's really a complex question. So I'll try to answer it in as easy and concise as possible. So with spasms, my first thought would be a magnesium glycinate, which is a chelated form of magnesium. Sometimes muscle spasms have to do with a magnesium deficiency. I would hope that would be the easiest way to try to compensate for that. That would be my option number one. Option number two would be, I guess my I would have to get in a lot more detail, which is I can do, to be concise for this question. We have a couple products that may benefit. One would be a topical serum that can aid in kind of adding moisture to the tendons and ligaments topically through the skin, a transdermal layer. And it would hydrate the tendons and ligaments to reduce some of the rigidity to the tendons and ligaments, which would provide more flexibility in the joint. That would be, it's kind of complex to answer this question over the over a phone call. If you want to call me, 775-634-7789, I can go into much more detail at a later time.
Kurt, you also had a question about nerve pain, or is that the same thing?
No, she has nerve pain. She has shooting pains that happen throughout the course of the day. It's kind of like a electrical shock that goes on. Anything or thoughts on that?
Yeah. From the legs? From the knees?
Through the legs, yes.
If you call me, I can give you a call back in a couple hours, and I can actually go through a process of how to compensate with this.
Okay.
I get that, too. Hey, Kurt, good question. Anything else, sir?
I just needed the phone number again.
775-634-7789.
Great. Kurt, thank you. And, of course, the website, brainhealthformulas.com.
Yep.
We always try to read the latest medical news when you're on, and here's the very latest article just posted. It says, melatonin-related sleep science sparks hope for treating sleep disorders. And I swear to God, these frickin' AI articles, you don't know. So what's the news? What's the news? You can tell when an article is written by AI because it starts with BS and it just goes on and on. And it says, history has shown us, millions of people worldwide struggle with sleep disorders. They never get to the news about melatonin. I'm trying to find it. I've been through five paragraphs. The heck with them. And this is, where is this from? This is from the McGill University. Get rid of your AI, you fools. But anyway, let's get to sleep disorders. I have that. I have sleep apnea, too. I have the machine. A recommendation, please, for better sleep from you and your products, Derek.
Ooh. For sleep specifically, it's a challenge. Shilajit can, I'm going to use this term loosely, can regulate oxygen levels. Which can improve oxygen availability. And if we have better oxygen availability, a lot of times we sleep more efficiently. So it might have to do with conversion of red blood cells and transportation of red blood cells to the brain. When we're sleeping, our brain is actually working harder than it is when we're awake. So if we don't have enough oxygen in the brain specifically, sometimes that might be a reason why we are not getting good sleep. So Shilajit can be a resource to maybe provide better sleep, and also the memory formula, which increases cerebrovascular circulation and also increases oxygen availability and oxygen absorption, which that also can precipitate a more restful and more efficient sleep.
Which of your products has this Shilajit?
Shilajit is the label itself. It's actually a resin that we put into capsules. That's the name of the product. It's called Shilajit, and
that's the name of your product.
That is the name of the component itself. Yeah, it's
what's
harvested.
What's the name of the product that the component is in?
Shilajit is the that is what it is. That is the name of the label. That is the name of the product.
And why don't you name it like Sleep Helper or something?
I am the worst at naming. Here's the name I came up with for this stuff that we're giving away with any purchase over $100.
Oh, yeah, let's get to the savings here.
I just named this Miracle Goo.
Okay.
Because that's how original I am.
Tell us about the deal.
It's anytime you spend over $100 for the next week, we will send you a free sample of this, 50 grams. One serving is anywhere between 1/4 teaspoon and 1 teaspoon. It just taste it. It's gonna it'll go through a variety of textures and a variety of flavors. It's not really sweet. Some people kind of view it sweet. Some people say it's not very sweet. And so it's kind of fascinating. It's kind of interesting. And I would not take it late at night. There's no amino acids in it. Nothing that I've added is all food-based.
So this is a free $25 value.
Yep.
At brainhealthformulas.com. Is it front and center on your website?
So no, it's not. It's not on the website at all.
Oh.
So it'll be automatically just done by me. And so it's, don't worry, you don't have to make any notes. We will do it automatically with any purchase over $100. This will automatically be inserted and provided to you.
That's great. Brainhealthformulas.com. As for better sleep, two things I learned. Everybody, we all have problems. You have to empty your mind and refuse to think of a problem if you're trying to go to sleep.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is helped me a great deal. And number two, don't get a cat that bites. I don't know what it is with this cat. I wake up with my nose is bit. And look at this, right on my lip here.
Is that the cat did that too?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I had to do a video this week, and I had to put makeup on. And anyway, off track. Brainhealthformulas.com. Derek, thank you so much.
Thank you, John. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Well, we're going to talk politics again. Up next, the candidate in Carson City. I'm John Potter. That's next on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 9:58.